Penguin Random House Canada presents Approaching Fire by Michelle Porter. Read for you by the author. For Amara, Danica, Elise, and Jasper, with the hope that you understand the stories from which all of yours began. Thank you, Mama, for reading various drafts and believing in this book. Writing this book and sharing it with you has changed my life. It means so much that you let me get to know our ancestors through all of your stories. All my thanks and love to Auntie Dale for your generosity of spirit and your take-no-holds approach to life and to all the family stories. Thank you for reading drafts of the essay Fireweed that became the foundation of this book. And I'm grateful that you answered all my questions. I hope we get to tell stories together soon. Thank you to the amazing ethnomusicologist Monique Giraud, who generously shared her research with me and sent me the score she found at the last minute so I could include it in this book and send it to my family. Thank you to Lisa Bird Wilson for selecting, editing, and publishing the essay Fireweed in the Indigenous Writers and Storytellers issue of Grain in 2019. Thank you to my cousin Chris for joining me for parts of this journey and for the promise to come along on the next. I've had two amazing mentors work on different drafts of this book with me. I'd like to extend a big thank you to Katharina Vermette, whose early support, response, and edits shaped this book and gave me the confidence to move ahead with it. It was more than amazing to work on the final drafts with Joanne Arnott, whose eye for story and detail made this work better than it was before. The conversations I've had with both of you still guide me. It was an honor to get the chance to work with both of you. I'd like to thank the Canada Council for the Arts for the funding they provided that supported me through the first draft of this project. And finally, I'd like to thank my Métis ancestors whose stories continue to teach me the art of living through difficult times while making music. Old Time and Modern Dance, Odd Fellows Temple. Kennedy Street, just north of Portage. Ladies' Door Prize, Permanent Wave. Tuesday, December 3rd. Bob Goulet, The Red River Echoes, dancing 9 to 1 o'clock. Admission, 25 cents. Canadian Agency, half-breed script for sale. A. Gauvin and Company, Brokers, St. Boniface. Preface. My dear Pepe, I trace you in the stories the women in our family tell, and in the oral family tree shared at all the aunties' kitchen tables, heavy with all the coffees and cookies and bars made of chocolate, icing, sugar, and butter. I find pieces of you in the photos and records and official family tree documents the women kept in their closets to prove who they were, in case anybody asked. You are there in the genealogical book a researcher from La Société Historique de Saint-Boniface put together in order to show the breadth and depth of our ancestry, in support of my membership with the Manitoba Métis Federation and citizenship with the Métis Nation. The family tree is not a light document. It has weight. In my hands, it's heavier to pick up than I expected. The family tree exists in two spiral-bound volumes, and these pages trace our family back to the time of the voyageurs and the first French who came to the land we now call Canada. These 200 pages include copies of script records I've never seen before. They hold stories that aren't written in the documentation of father, son, uncle, and mother, daughter, aunt. The stories are always trying to break away from the plastic coil binding. You're on the first page of the family tree book, right there. From my mother to her mother to you, my great-grandfather. Sometimes the stories I've heard make me forget that I've never met you. I never called you Pepe while you were there across the room, about to look up and see the child asking for your attention. With each letter, I travel deeper into an old fire started by our ancestors. With each word I place on paper, I am looking for you. I'm looking to understand your place in the Métis Nation and my place as your relation. I write to understand the story of our belonging to each other. Writing is a way of calling out to you. We never belonged to each other in the way grandparents sometimes belong to their grandchildren. You never fried pancakes for me the way you did for my mother, and you never played fiddle in any kitchen I danced in. You were gone before I was born. Yet each time I find some new detail about your life, the thread that pulls between now and back then gets tangled up in the wings of an emotion I can't name, and it takes days to unravel. Maybe you could help? Oh, laugh and have fun at my expense. I'm not really expecting a voice from the spirit world, but you could answer in the bits and pieces of history that I uncover and weave together here. There is this, too. If I learn to listen in the way that this story needs, you'll keep answering after this book is published. The story we are telling will never be finished, and it will be told again and again, with beginnings and endings that shift, that change shape. What I am doing reaches into my college days, when every writing assignment somehow took me back to my grandmother and to you. It reaches into childhood, too, where every story carried a version of your name. I didn't know all your names then. Knowing you as Pepe, I knew you as a child knows. When I was old enough to know you had a name of your own, I knew you also as Bob, and the possibilities of you doubled. Your full name in our genealogical records, Leon Joseph Robert Goulet. This name doesn't fit on my tongue. Your recorded birth name is a shirt that is too tight around the shoulders. Everyone called you Bob. The name on most of the vinyl records that keep your songs alive is Bob Goulet. The name used in newspaper advertisements for your performances is Bob Goulet. Who is this Leon Joseph Robert Goulet? Are you wondering what else I'm going to ask of you? I would, if I were you. If some future great-granddaughter of mine started digging around my life and asking questions, I'd raise an eyebrow. From wherever I was in the afterlife, I'd stop what I was doing and I'd ask if she has any idea what it is she's looking for. By then, I'd know that most of the people who dig for roots in the dirt of their beginnings don't expect to find a sky beneath it all. Curiosity started it all. All my life, I wanted to know why you, great-grandfather, Pepe, Bob, moved away from Manitoba. It was where your music was born. It was where all your relations lived. You left the Métis heartland for the woods of British Columbia, where nobody knew you or your wife or your daughters. I couldn't understand it. I mean, look at where I established my Métis membership, in Manitoba, a place I never lived or even went to growing up. I grew up in Alberta. Many of my cousins and relations live in British Columbia, but Manitoba is where my roots are. These letters are a beginning. These are the words that have been traveling between my head and my heart. I asked and answers began to arrive, not always direct ones, but hints and suppositions and maybes. At the end of that, I came to the question I think I was really after. How do we belong to each other, my great-grandfather, and what can we teach each other? What can you teach me? This is a beginning. Distribution of half-breed scrip. Fred J. Hoskin begs to notify persons desirous of purchasing half-breed scrip, which will entitle the holder to 160 acres of land in the province of Manitoba, that he will be very shortly in a position to supply any quantity of it at the most reasonable terms. Intending purchasers should communicate with him at once. Radio programs. Thursday, CKY Winnipeg, 780 CRC. 9:45, Henry Russell's Orchestra, CBS. 10 o'clock, Prairie Pastoral. 10:30, Red River Echoes, Bob Goulet. 1. Just now, it strikes me how easy a thing it is to misplace a man. A woman, of course, was never difficult to misplace. Women are misplaced all the time, and other than one or two or three lists of exceptions, they aren't much missed by the world. The gaps where women have been filled with something else. The shadows they leave behind swept into dark corners, basements, places few want to look anyway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?